90.3 FM KEXP. I'm Kevin Cole. Excited to have Grand Hallway live in studio. How are you guys doing?
Pretty good.
Great.
Good. Do you want to just launch into something? Or?
Yep.
Cool.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Live on KEXP. Absolutely beautiful. Tomo, do you mind introducing who you have with the
We're joined today by the Seattle Rock Orchestra, and Scott Teske is the leader of the troupe, and I guess he'll introduce the members.
We have on oboe, Laura Morozov, clarinet, Lauren Zeck, and Sean Kolb. On cello, Emily Peterson. On viola, Emily Price. And our two lovely ladies of Grand Hallway on violin, Jacqueline and Alina.
Yes, and this next song is a new one. It's called Father's Close.
Thank you.
Grand Hallway live in studio, KEXP, brand new song called Father's Clothes, sounding magnificent, and a special kind of acoustic performance this afternoon, and usually that means stripped down, but in this case it's more stripped up.
Yeah.
dressed up, maybe.
Definitely stripped up, yeah.
Doing two shows this weekend at the Triple Door. On Saturday, there's a 7 o'clock all-ages show, a 10 o'clock adult show, both shows with the Seattle Rock Orchestra. What is it about strings that makes songs feel more emotional, do you think?
Ooh. It just feels good.
I mean, your music is super ambitious anyway, and without an orchestra, it still has an incredible emotional quality to it, and there's just something about strings that take it to it.
Yeah, it just brings out the drama inherent in the songs. But I gotta admit, like, when I'm writing the songs, I'm constantly hearing new parts, you know, and like this full sound that we don't always get to reproduce live. So it's a real treat to be able to do it with 35 other people on stage. So,
well, tell me who's all joining you this weekend.
So there's going to be the 35-piece Seattle Rock Orchestra.
So this is a mini version of the orchestra.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
There's going to be two, three people per part.
Yeah.
Right.
Winds, brass, strings.
Yeah, we'll have trumpets, and we're also going
to have timpanis. Is that what they're called?
None of those. Not this time. Next time.
Yeah, we're going to have marimba, though, which is kind of cool. And we're also going to have, for the early show, we're going to have a children's choir from the Perkins School. And, we did this same show back in September for our CD release, and it was just so much fun. It was probably the best musical experience of my life. So,
wow.
Yeah, I'm really looking forward to being able to do it again.
So the children's choir for the 7 o'clock performance, can they not stick around for the 10?
Yeah, it's past their bedtime.
That's so awesome.
Unfortunately. Yeah.
Tell me what it was like working with kids and a choir.
Well, we have our friend Alice Sandall from the Pika Beats. She works at Perkins, and she helped us kind of get the group together. And you know, I mean, they're little people, but they're total pros. You know, they come in, practiced, and yeah, they just nailed it the first time. So it was really impressive, and yeah, it makes you wanna work harder. You know, so you don't embarrass yourself in front of these 8-year olds.
That's cool. Kind of like that TV show.
Yeah,
the what? One I haven't seen it, but. You know, are you smarter than a 5-year-old or whatever
right,
show that is?
Exactly.
Most people aren't. I would not go near that show, personally. So did you learn anything yourself in terms of working on adding choral parts to the songs? And I want to ask the same question about strings, which you alluded to a few minutes ago. But
We've always been experimenting with adding strings and other parts. And
for those that don't know, the band is big anyway. It's an eight piece band normally,
right? Yeah. So there is that, you know. But I guess when I was like writing the arrangements, it was, you know, it's restricted by my imagination, right? But like the first time that I actually got to play these songs with a full orchestra, it's like, I think it's similar to the feeling that like a screenwriter has when he, you know, is shooting a movie and like you actually get to see the words you've written spoken by another human being, and it's totally different from how you've imagined it, but it ends up being something even better.
Yeah, yeah, and probably gives you a different look at your own songs then.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. So you mentioned that now when you're writing, you hear different parts. So when you're writing, so it's obviously changed the way you're looking at writing some of the new material.
Widens the scope of of what we're capable of doing, you know.
It's like widescreen HD music.
Yeah, well, when you're playing with like a three piece, just guitar, bass, drums, you're like limited by okay, what are we going to be able to pull off live? And
yep,
I've never wanted to think about music in those terms, you know. Just I've always thought on a huge canvas, I guess, as big a canvas as I can imagine, and got these talented people that can help make that happen. So
yeah, incredibly ambitious. So there'll be like 50 people on stage.
Yeah,
it's gonna
be
7 o'clock show.
A tight fit.
That's at the Triple Door this Saturday. It's 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. Question for Scott: do you think could you take a Ramones song and put a string arrangement to it and make it work?
Anything is possible.
I don't know if that'd be a good idea. I guess Malcolm McLaren kind of did that on the second Sex Pistols record, right? Orchestrated
yeah,
God Save the Queen.
You're doing a David Bowie show, right?
Yeah, the Rock Orchestra's playing at the Moore Theater on March 26th with a 70-piece orchestra and choir. And we're doing the early work of David Bowie, all the glam rock, early 70s stuff.
Very cool. Is it instrumental or
There'll be a rock band, the Kindness Kind, is going to be the backing band. We've got 7 guest vocalists, John Auer from the Posies.
Nice.
David Terry from Aqueduct, and a bunch more.
Cool. Grand Hallway live in studio. How about a couple more songs?
Okay. This next song is going to feature our keyboardist, Shenandoah Davis.
One and two and... Thank you.
Grand Hallway live in studio. That song featuring Shenandoah Davis, Ghost of Christmas Past. New song called Sewn Up Tight. For those that didn't understand that. Santa Claus at this year's UL benefit. Did a fantastic job.
I got to say hi to our bandmates, Joel, Jeremy, Chris, and Kevin. They had to sit this one out because we couldn't fit them in the studio. Yeah,
sorry,
love you guys. Okay, this one's called Blessed Be Honeybee. Ready? One, two.
Be Honeybee. It's Grand Hallway live in studio here. Just a great version of that. You're premiering a video of that song this Saturday.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah. Our friend Allison Bowl from Louisiana came up last month and she shot a video. And so we're going to be showing that between the opener and our set. So.
Tell me about that. Is that the kind of thing where you surrender the vision to the director or do you collaborate on it?
Yeah, pretty much. She came up with the idea on her own and totally, you know, shot it on her own time, and I trusted her vision. And so we had to, you know, collaborate a bit when it came down to the actual editing and stuff, but we found a happy medium, I guess, and I think the video is great. So
cool. That'll be premiering on Saturday. Grand Hallway playing two shows at the Triple Door at 7. That's an all-ages show. And at 10, both shows with the Seattle Rock Orchestra, and the earlier show being joined as well by the Perkins School Children's Choir. So after that, then you're heading down to South by Southwest.
Yeah.
Have you played that before?
No, I've never been to Texas, so I'm pretty excited. Yeah.
It's fun. It'll be great. Do you have like 10 shows lined up?
Yeah, we got a bunch, and there's a lot of parties, I hear, and,
it's all about the music.
Yeah, well, yeah, I hope so, you know.
it really feels that way. So South by Southwest, and then there's a cool event that I think is worth noting right now, coming up later on in the summer, but it's the Dough Bay Festival. On Orcas Island, that's happening in August.
Mm-hmm.
And it just, I heard great things about it last year. So
I was there last year with the Maldives, and it's just beautiful out there. And the bands that are playing are fantastic. So Fruit Bats and Hey Marseille, and I forgot who else is playing, but it's going to be great.
Cool. How about new music? So you just played a couple new songs. Appreciate that. Plans on the new album? The too early?
Yeah, we'll see how this trip goes. And we're constantly writing new music, you know. But it takes a while to kind of like digest the sounds that we worked so hard on for one album, and then to like, you know, to move on to something completely new is the goal. So we don't want to just repeat ourselves, you
right.
know.
Well, I would imagine you're working the new material, like these two songs, into the sets.
They'll be kind of incorporated more into our live sets. But we'll be spending a lot of time demoing new stuff and thinking of new ways to fill up space on stage. Pretty soon there'll be like 25 of us.
So. Yeah. At a certain point, you'll have to react to that and go super minimal. That'll be
the
next ambitious thing.
Yeah.
So, again, Grand Hallway live in studio here at KEXP. Thank you so much for stopping by this afternoon. Again, playing two shows on Saturday at the Triple Door that are very special shows. Encourage people to go see them. Just seeing the stripped-down version here is stunning. So thank you all for taking the time out and playing this afternoon.
Thanks for having us.
Appreciate that. Want to thank Janice, Tully, Chris, and Kevin Suggs, doing a great job on the sound. This is the afternoon show, KEXP Seattle.